Hello, Gray 17 podcast folks and listeners. Nice to see you. It's Bill Mumy here. Perhaps, in a way, it's Lanier here. You know, Lanier had some interesting thoughts in his head over the course of those five seasons of Babylon 5, such as understanding is not required, only obedience. Faith manages. That was a good one. Initiating getting the hell out of here maneuver. That was another one. Talking about the show, you know, unbelievable to think that I started that show in the first season 30 years ago. I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing to me. When I think back on the fact that, you know, Lost in Space was almost 60 years ago, in some ways they don't seem separated by that much time. It's a very odd thing. I haven't watched the show very much since we stopped making it, so it's not as fresh in my mind, although doing the animated movie was fun, although unfortunately we couldn't do it together. You know, there's a strange balance when I think of Babylon 5, because on one hand, it was and remains such an impressive project, so well written and well produced and well acted. And for the majority of those 5 years, it was a pleasure to do it, although the physical transformation from Bill Mumy to Lanier at, like, you know, 4:30 in the morning for 2 hours. In the first season, it was 4 hours. But they got it down to 2 hours. That was something I never quite comfortably acclimated to. And taking that makeup off at the end of a long day was harder than putting it on. I would make these mixed music cassettes that met the approval of all the actors in the alien makeup trailer. And in the very early hours of the morning, we would listen to these cassettes that I made with Andreas and Peter and Mira and myself. And so we became so close. But taking the makeup off at the end of the day was hard, because they put these solvents on and peeled this foam rubber off you, and it, you know, couldn't get in your eyes. And it was a pretty intense experience removing that stuff. But it was a positive experience, most of it. And we have lost so many of the cast that it's hard to reminisce about Babylon 5 without feeling a big sadness. Losing Mira for me was huge. Steven, well, all of them. They were all great people. And I've never known of a show that lost so many cast members. But faith manages, and happy holidays to you Gray 17 podcast they them people, Scott, and I wish you all good health, peace. Faith manages.